Good morning, everyone. Today's podcast is something, episode is going to be a little different. Actually, I have no idea where I am going with this podcast. But if you have been following me, you might, or I would say you must be knowing that I believe in affirmations. And one of the things that I do as a part of affirmation is I go in front of the mirror and I read it aloud and see how I feel, how does the affirmation land on me, and how it helps me run my day. I also started one more habit, and that is reading a book in front of a mirror, okay? Which actually may seem funny for you, but it's not that I read several pages or something. I just read one paragraph, random. That's it. Because I have bought a book for a reason, right? Like for today, let me talk to you about this book, Unstoppable by Cynthia Kersey. I bought it, I think, several years back. I don't remember the number of years. But that book, it has got 45 powerful stories of perseverance and triumph from people just like you. That's what it says on the top cover. So what I do is I just go through the index, and after I go through the index, I just wait for my intuition to tell me what is the one thing that jumps out of this book. Is it what I have highlighted, or is it the title of that particular chapter, or is it just random? So today I was driven to the index page of this book, and as I was running my fingers from the first page to the, you know, the rest of the index title, one title stopped me, and that title is Dancing to the Rhythms of Her Heart, An Unfulfilled Professional Finds a Bigger Stage. I do not know whether I'm going to read the entire chapter for you, but I am going to just start reading, and said, I give myself permission, let me just read it aloud for my audience. So if it stops abruptly, or if I feel bored and I feel enough is enough, Lalita, I'm going to stop it. So stay with me if you wish to, or you can definitely say bye bye, Lalita, it's boring, I'm going away. There you go. I'm going to just read this chapter. Okay. Maybe it was the ticking clock in her office. Maybe it was the nagging voice in her head that couldn't be silenced as the years kept passing. Whatever it was, it all came down to one day in Robin Allen's life when she decided to leave her office at the official closing time, climb into a cab, and do what she wanted to do more than anything else in life. Dance. I swore to myself that I would get in that cab, no matter what, right away, and start taking dance lessons again. In the cab, I felt terribly guilty about leaving on time instead of working late as I usually did. But the next time I did it, it was easier. And it got easier and easier after that. Robin was a successful economist and held a high position in a major Canadian financial institution in Vancouver. She had two great kids and a lovely home, but something was missing. She felt incomplete. From the age of 16, when she had taken her first dance class, She had passionately wanted to be a dancer. And though she had studied dance off and on and performed semi-professionally, she had never shown the kind of talent necessary to really succeed. Business had come more easily. She got a master's degree in economics and built a successful career. I had been taught by my parents that you do what you can do well, and if you cannot be excellent at something, don't do it. Since I had a passion for dance but did not have the talent for greatness, there has always been an incredible love-hate struggle within me about whether or not I should continue. Heeding the words of her parents and conforming to what she felt society expected of her, Robin buried her passion and devoted herself to her family and career. Yet, she never stopped daydreaming about producing and performing in a full-length dance theater production, all the while convincing herself that she lacked the time, ability, creativity, and money to do it successfully. Then came the day when she had a frightening vision while she was sitting in her office. She was 32 years old, but saw herself in an old woman, no longer able to dance on stage, looking back on a life of unrealized dreams. At that moment, she felt a surge of resolve. She would create a show, even if people laughed at her, even if she danced alone in a theater with empty seats. That was the day she jumped into a cab and returned to her dance lessons with unshakable determination. Passion and commitment have a way of making good things happen. Within days of Robin's decision, a friend brought her an article about Andrew Mays, a choreographer and a performer from Los Angeles, who would be teaching in nearby White Rock. Robin hesitated, when worked up the courage to call him. It was like magic. We met, and the next thing I knew, we were working on my dream. Together, in their off hours, Robin and Andrew wrote Don't Break the Glass, a musical comedy about a woman coming to terms with her place on the stage and in life. They choreographed the dance pieces, took leads in the performance, and assembled a cast of actors and dancers for the remaining parts. Andrew was just the teacher and partner Robin needed. He knew how to highlight my strengths and make me look good, the way a skilled photographer gives someone the right light or camera angle. He knew as a dancer that what I could work with and what I couldn't. Although Andrew knew how to emphasize Robin's strengths, she found the work extremely challenging. The production required total commitment and perseverance. Even when it wasn't going on well as she wanted, even when it hurt. As Robin got more and more rehearsals under her belt, she eventually experienced a breakthrough and everything came together. Robin's biggest surprise was discovering she did not have to sacrifice all other areas of her life to pursue her dream. I had always believed if you do something requiring a lot of effort, other things suffer, like your kids or career. What actually happened was that I became more productive and achieved greater results at work than even before. I had a renewed confidence and sense of self that was reflected in my work. I was also a lot more fun and spontaneous around my kids. They participated with me in the show, taking tickets, working the lights, and they loved it. The time we spent together as a family was better, much better. 7 months after her first meeting with Andrew, Don't Break the Glass opened successfully in Vancouver. It was so well received, Robin and Andrew extended the run by taking the production to White Rock. People related to the storyline. So many have desires they never fulfilled. And so many missed the opportunity to discover a vast treasure of self-discovery, the dance between who they are and who they can become. Robin continued with both careers, in the office and on the stage. She went on to serve as president and CEO of the Insurance Corporation of British Columbia, Canada's largest insurer. Now, as president of her own company, she is a much sought-after business consultant and speaker. Yes, Robin still has found time to produce, choreograph, and perform in 4 dance shows that have played to large audiences and rave reviews. Robin Allen completed her life by listening to the music in her heart. Wow, I completed this entire chapter. I never thought that I will read an entire chapter of a book, and that too I'm standing in front of a mirror. So what has happened to me is, as I read it aloud, I started internalizing with my own career, how I took certain detours, how I became self-employed, how my thinking was not as professional thinking, or as what I can say, like her, she could do both. So in my case, I had to let go of something. I had to let go of the career part, but then I became self-employed. So when I became self-employed, I started learning my relationship with money. I started learning to become, yes, I am the CEO of my company. It's a single, it's a small company. I started learning how to invoice, how to create projects, how to create a client base. And then I started learning that, you have to mourn the best or the first client, because your best or first client is going to go, and you will stop receiving revenue from that client. And you have to market. And market is something that it doesn't gel. Even now, having run my business as a self-employed small business, I still cannot market. I don't have a good, I don't think it's a part of my value base. So I find it difficult. But I'm aware of it. So why am I saying all these things is because today I was able to create an episode without even writing any, doing a pre-notes or something like that. But I was able to create this episode just by following, or just by helping my audience be a part of one of my habits, and which is reading just as a spur of the moment, because this is one of my favorite books. And if I don't read for a long time, I start telling myself, hey, Lalita, you haven't read, you feel like a rotten person or whatever. And then go step up and just read it. So that's what I did. And today I've created an episode also. I'm feeling very, very good. And I thank you all, my listeners, for always coming up with your insights, for your love and the suggestions that you pour out. Okay. So at the end of this chapter, there's a quote, and I'm going to read that aloud and then conclude this episode. Many of us are afraid to follow our passions, to pursue what we want most, because it means taking risks and even facing failure. But to pursue your passion with all your heart and soul is success in itself. Beautiful. So I think I am giving myself permission. My passion at the time when I had to give up my career was, my passion was, it was so important that I need to be present for both my children, my boys. Yes, high school and middle school. My husband was traveling, and it was not, my inner self was not ready to be without them. You know, I wanted to be a part of their, dropping them and picking them up for the running and all that stuff, for their, for the track, winter track, cross country. This was my passion, I think, that came up. So I don't feel bad. I don't feel shame or guilt why I did. Would some of those conversations come up? Hey, I gave up for this. Absolutely. But then as I read these type of stories, especially this sentence, to pursue your passion with all your heart and soul is success in itself. So I pursued my passion of saying no to something and yes to something else, which is being with my kids and starting my own company and going through the success and failure. And that itself is in a success for me. So I just gathered that insight after reading this quote. The greatest failure is to have never really tried at all. Robin Allen. Thank you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you, all my audience. With that said, I wish you a happy Monday and a great week ahead. And this week, there's going to be Diwali. So great. I pray and I wish that all your preparations for your Diwali and you enjoy everything. Stay safe with the, you know, with all the firecrackers and everything. You have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.